Colin. We got some guys from our local media here for you if you're ready.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I'm ready.
Thank you, man.
How you doing, Alan?
I'm doing real good. How about you?
What did you think about going into tonight, and what are your thoughts about the Jags?
You know, I really didn't have any idea of where I would go tonight. You know, but just sitting around anxious to get on the team. You know, and I'm blessed for this opportunity. I think it's a great opportunity to play for Jacksonville.
Are you? Do you have a relationship with Marquise Lee at all? Have you ever come in contact with him before?
Yeah, I talked to him at the combine. You know, me and him both are pretty good friends with Silas Red. You know, and I think he's a great player. High character guy.
You guys obviously have different skill sets. Is it exciting coming to a new team and having a fellow receiver coming in with you that kind of does some different things?
Definitely. You know, I can say that, you know, we have a pretty good group that was drafted this year. You know, so just come in with these guys. You know, just keep continuing to push each other to be the best players that we can be.
How much does it benefit you having played in a pro system, pro sets?
I think it benefits me a lot, you know. Just to kind of, for now, like the side adjustments and coverage adjustments are second nature to me, so that's not anything that's too different that I'm going to have to do at the next level.
Tell us a little bit about your basketball career and how much that's helped you as a receiver.
I played basketball my whole life up until I got to college. You know, I think it helped me a lot in terms of quickness and lateral agility and just my all-around agility. I think that helped a lot with me playing basketball for that long period of time.
How disappointed were you with your 40 time?
You know, for my first 40 time, I was pretty disappointed at the combine, you know, but I just honed into my training after the combine and then got back to it. And then at my pro day, I ran sub 4.5, so I was pretty excited about that.
And then your vertical and your broad jump kind of make up for certainly kind of stood out there?
Yeah. That's something that I've been blessed to have been able to do really well. It's just be pretty explosive, you know. So I just want to just go out and show the scouts what I could do.
Do you look at it as you and Marquise and Blake, who they took yesterday, kind of forming the nucleus of this offense for the next several years?
Yeah. You know, I mean, I know they have a lot of current players, a lot of great current players on their roster, you know. But just as a rookie for me, you know, just coming in, I just want to just come in and try to find the spot on the field, and just find a spot on my team and try to help my team as much as possible.
Did you work with Blake at all at the combine?
No. Actually, he's in the first group, I believe.
Okay.
How'd you get hooked up with Jerry Sullivan?
Who was that?
The Jags receivers coach. Did you work with him at all, Jerry Sullivan?
No, I didn't. I met with the Jags down at the combine, and I believe that he may have been at my pro day.
Okay. So, you were a freshman when the Joe Paterno thing happened?
Yeah, I was.
What was that like, being a player with all that going on?
You know, it kind of really, as a player, just taught me how to continue to focus on the task at hand, you know. With the whole thing coming down, we still had to play on that Saturday, and we still had Saturdays in the future that we had to play on, you know. So we couldn't let that sidetrack us too much, because at the end of the day, we still had a goal in mind, which was to win the Big Ten.
Now, you could have left after your freshman year, right, because of did they say you could have left and played somewhere else? I mean, all the players could have left if they wanted to.
Yeah. Well, Penn State, you know, they blessed me with a great opportunity to come out of high school. I wasn't too highly recruited out of high school. I was about a two-star. So, you know, I really didn't have too much other big opportunities that were thrown at me. And Penn State was one of the ones who threw it at me, you know, and I was very blessed for that, you know. So without Penn State, I wouldn't have had the opportunity anyway.
Oh, so you didn't consider leaving then?
No.
So why were you only a two-star? Looks like you're quite a star in college. Did you get better, or you were underrated, or what happened?
No, you know, I think it was just being underrated. Like my senior year in high school, I had about 66 catches, and this like including the postseason, about 62 catches for about 1,000 yards, and about 20 touchdowns. You know, so I had a real productive senior year in high school. So I don't really know what it was, but I think I was just pretty underrated.
So you didn't get a lot of offers then?
Well, I had some offers rolled in after Penn State, but like Penn State stayed with me through the whole process, and they were the first ones to kind of jump on me and show a lot of interest. But I still had offers from Syracuse, Michigan State, Colorado, and I think that's it.
What do you think it says about you that you were able to catch 97 balls despite having a freshman quarterback?
I think that's a lot. You know, just for me, the biggest thing was just helping my team to win, you know. And I know there was a lot of things on the quarterback's plate, you know, with him being a freshman. So the biggest thing was me just try to help as much as possible and try to help him be as comfortable as possible with what I was doing to help the team out, you know, because, I mean, he played a pivotal part in our offense being the quarterback, you know. So and Coach O'Brien loves to throw the ball, so me and him had to try to just be as comfortable as possible with each other so we can make some plays.
Was the Michigan game, was that the highlight of last year for you?
No. I'll say the highlight game for me of last year was beating Wisconsin our last game. Everybody had pretty much doubted us because we were coming off a loss. You know, everybody projected Wisconsin to beat us and go to the Rose Bowl. So it was a lot of different things, you know, that kind of factored into that game. So I think with that, you know, we kind of just honed in. We only traveled 42 scholarship players that game, and we went to Madison, Wisconsin, and beat a great Wisconsin team.
Have you ever met Paul Posluszny or Nate Stupar?
I played with Stupar my freshman year, but unfortunately I have not met Paul yet.
But you had a great last drive against Michigan, right?
Yes, sir.
Was that your best individual thing then?
I would probably say in the course of that game, you know, I had a couple big catches on that last drive to help us get into overtime.
All right, Alan.
Thanks, appreciate it. Appreciate it, man. See you next week.